Welcome back into the show. Robert McElroy is with us, as he is always on Wednesday. We're back after another week of pretty disastrous picking. Like I said, if you listen to this program and then take your talents to Vegas, you're probably making a big mistake. And Robert is back with us. Robert, what happened? Where did we go wrong?
Oh, it was just one of those weeks. I was, I don't know exactly what your numbers were. I didn't really keep up. I was 3-5 in my picks. I only got 3 picks correctly, and I screwed the pooch on five picks. I don't know. I mean, there was some pretty tough games to pick. And, like, I don't know, you had Michigan State, Ohio State. I thought for sure Ohio State had the talent to beat Michigan State. I was dead wrong, man.
Yeah, well, it looks like I went 4-4 here. So, only one better than you. I had the only ones I got right were Nebraska over Wisconsin. No, I actually went 3-5 because I missed the Clemson game too. I didn't count that one. So yeah, I went 3-5 like you did. The only ones I got right were LSU over Kentucky. I think that was pretty easy. I had Georgia over Mississippi State. I think you did too, and Wisconsin over Nebraska. The rest defied all odds. And let's talk about it as we get started here. Let's talk about a couple of teams that surprise. Let's start with Clemson. Okay, you watched Clemson up close a couple weeks ago when they played Auburn. They are on a roll. I mean, to go to Lane Stadium and destroy Virginia Tech like that is pretty impressive.
It is very impressive. I'm extremely impressed with Clemson. I think they're a contender in the ACC. I really do. The morale there is extremely high. You gotta love that. Dabo Swinney has it rolling, man. He's calling it the Shock the World Tour. I really love that. They put that on a couple t-shirts. I dig it, and I like what they do on offense. They've established an identity. Sammy Watkins is a future star. Heck, he's a present star.
Yes, he is.
Taj Boyd, you know, and Clemson had questions there at quarterback coming into the season. You know, what's this cat made of? And he's proved that he's a very poised, very effective quarterback. This team could very well be undefeated going into their matchup with Georgia Tech.
I agree, and they have Boston College this weekend at home. Should be no problem there. Should be. We never can tell, but I don't think they'll have any problem. All right, how about let's just talk about Auburn. They had the big win 16-13 against South Carolina in Columbia. Nice win for Gene Chizik's staff there to go on the road and get a big-time SEC road win with this young team.
I agree. A very tough October schedule awaits for Auburn, but what a great way it started off. And through all the criticism all year long, through all the naysaying, and I'm as guilty as anybody, this team is 4-1. Ranked 15th in the AP, and their only loss comes to a great Clemson team that you and I just got through talking about. As far as I'll concentrate on Saturday for now, defensively, it was their best effort all season. Offensively, they had the time of possession battle won.
Yes, they did.
With they held the ball for like 35
they
minutes.
They did, 35,
like
yep.
Their only issue was they just could not find a way to stick it in the end zone, but the sure hands of Philip Lutzenkirchen. They were able to get the go-ahead touchdown for the win, and it was very good for Auburn. They needed that. South Carolina, they, for some reason, are struggling finding an identity offensively, but with a running back like Marcus Lattimore, you should not be struggling.
No, it's ridiculous. Yeah, you're right, on all counts. And I think it was a great game plan by Gus Malzahn. This is the first game all year, Auburn, and this includes every game they've played, including Florida Atlantic, including Utah State. Auburn has held the ball for longer than the opponent. So I think if Auburn can find a way to maintain possession of the ball, I know they play such a fast pace, it's hard, but if they can find a way to maintain possession of the ball like they did Saturday, I think that gives them even more of a chance to be successful and perhaps get a win. And that's exactly what they did Saturday. And South Carolina only got the ball for 25 minutes. Therefore, they only had 25 minutes for Stephen Garcia to do his black magic for South Carolina.
You know, I agree, and I think it's twofold. I think with the offense holding the ball as long as they did, that gave our young and somewhat thin defense to rest. And I really liked the look that Auburn went with. At one point, they were playing like four defensive ends when in pass rush situations. I think they should stick with that going forward into Arkansas. We'll pick that Arkansas-Auburn game later on. But, you know, I love seeing young people do big things. Ladarius Owens, a young – he was recruited as a linebacker, but he was at the defensive end spot, managed to get him a sack against Garcia. And I brag on him every week, young kids getting experience. And I was proud of him. I mean, and people – that care should be proud of this team. They pretty much overachieved at this point. I didn't think they'd be 4-1, ranked 15th, going into Arkansas. I wasn't sure, at least.
16-13 was the final score in that one. Other SEC scores: Ole Miss with a nice win over Fresno State, 38-28. I give them no shot to win that one. So kudos to for Houston Nutt for finally figuring out what it takes to win. Alabama with a 38-10 thrashing of Florida. Tennessee with a 41-10 as expected win over Buffalo. LSU 35-7, no problem with Kentucky. Georgia 24-10 over Mississippi State. Mississippi State has seemingly fallen off the face of the earth. And Arkansas wins in a shootout, 42-38 against Texas A&M. Now, Robert, let's turn our attention toward this upcoming week, and there are some interesting games. Let's start with one in the SEC that is between a team that a lot of people consider to be the worst team in the SEC against that South Carolina team that we just talked about, Kentucky. And they will be going on the road, and South Carolina will be playing once again in Columbia. Connor Shaw is going to start at quarterback this week. Spurrier yanks Garcia. In my opinion, he should have yanked him in July when he had his latest DUI, but Spurrier obviously has fallen off as far as discipline is concerned. But who do you think is going to win this one? Can Kentucky pull the upset here?
I don't think so. I seem to pick against Kentucky every week, and it puts me one leg up. Like, I'm 3-5 last week because I picked against Kentucky. I would have been 2-6 otherwise. I don't spend much time concentrating on this Kentucky team. They don't impress me at all. South Carolina, it's a good thing they're going with Connor Shaw. I mean, Spurrier's mishandling of Stephen Garcia is very well documented. And Connor Shaw, what little bit we've seen of him, he's looked pretty good. I'm a believer in the guy. One of the reasons I picked South Carolina in the offseason to win the SEC East is because I thought they could win with either Garcia or Connor Shaw, but Shaw needs to be their guy. And I think going forward, they need to establish an identity here. Like I mentioned earlier, they for some reason can't find one, even with a Marcus Lattimore. I think they need to lean on the run. They need to continue to make him their workhorse guy and let Connor Shaw, let him get comfortable in the offense. Don't throw him in any situations that are too pressurized on the kid. Some short passes, some screens here and there. But other than that, let Marcus Lattimore carry the load. That's what they ought to do against Kentucky. But I think no matter what Carolina does against Kentucky, they win because Kentucky sucks.
I agree. No argument here. I'm going to take South Carolina in this one pretty handily. Let's move on now. Vanderbilt plays at Alabama on ESPNU at 6 o'clock. Alabama dismantled Florida last weekend. Vanderbilt had an off week. They lost to South Carolina 21-3 in Columbia 2 weeks ago. Who wins this one?
Alabama wins this one. They are so impressive. Defensively, they've got to be tops in the country. I mean, I thought for a while they were kind of neck and neck with LSU. I'll put Alabama in front of LSU in the defensive category. It's pretty amazing to watch. And Trent Richardson, he's so good. I think he's – and I've even moved him kind of right out front of Marcus Lattimore as being one of the better running backs in the nation. I think he's incredibly good. Of course, he had a career day against Florida with 181 rushing yards. I think he's a great back. And, of course, I'll take Alabama in this game. I think that whatever the spread – I don't know even if the spread's out yet. They'll cover.
Yeah, I think it was four touchdowns. It opened at four touchdowns. I'm going to take Alabama. I'm going to take it under the number, though. I think Alabama, Vanderbilt will make this closer. At the end of the day, though, Vanderbilt's offense is pretty pathetic. They're about 117 out of 120 teams in total offense. But their defense is decent, so I think they'll keep it close, but not that close. I think it'll be about a 14-point victory for Alabama.
So, wait, so the cover, I should have looked. The cover is four touchdowns?
Well, it was. It opened that way, I believe. So.
Okay. Well, I don't know. That thing, I'm going to take a look at that. I'm going to cosfail that throughout the week. I don't know if I should be picking Alabama to pick a four-touchdown spread. I didn't know it started off that way. I don't know. That thing can get a little smaller by the time game starts.
I think it will. There's no question. I think it will. Georgia at Tennessee. This is a big game for the East, believe it or not. Both of these teams have legitimate shots to take that division. Of course, South Carolina and Florida are still obviously in it as well. Even Vanderbilt's in it. But Tennessee and Georgia, if the other teams continue to stumble, if South Carolina can't get their act together and Florida loses a couple more games, these two teams could very well be playing this game for a lot of marbles in the East. It's played in Knoxville. What do you like?
I'm just going on a limb and take Tennessee.
Yep.
Because I've liked what I've seen out of Tyler Brady. This is probably the toughest game for you and I to pick this week.
Yeah, it is.
And I was so back and forth on what to say about this one. And, you know, I like what I see out of Georgia to some extent. But I think UT at home has the advantage there. And I think Tyler Bray is a fine quarterback, and Torian Poole at running back, I think he's pretty good too. I think they should lean on both of those guys.
I'm going to agree with you on that one. As a matter of fact, I like Tennessee, and I like it because of coaching. Let's look at who Georgia has beaten the last three games that everybody's so hyped up about over there. They've beaten Coastal Carolina, Ole Miss, and Mississippi State. Now, I mean, I'm not going to give you much credit for beating those three teams. To me, I still have the lasting impression of them getting dismantled by Boise State in the Georgia Dome, and then the next week giving the game away to South Carolina in the final minutes. So that's the impression of Georgia I've gotten this year. The only and Tennessee, by the way, I haven't gotten any great vibes about them either, but I think they will win this game. They're at home. I like Derek Dooley over Mark Richt in the matchup of coaching. So, I agree with you. I'm going to take the Vols. It'll be a close one, but I'm going to take the Vols. How about Ohio State at Nebraska? This one played on ABC, the 7 o'clock Central game there in Nebraska, coming off of that really beatdown by Wisconsin, and Ohio State, the close loss at home to Michigan State. Who wins this one? Big Ten matchup.
I'll take Nebraska. I think they have a lot of anger going into this game. They play at home, and they got embarrassed by Wisconsin. And what a better way to bounce back against a traditional Big Ten power. Of course, they're not a Big Ten power this year. But for their second ever Big Ten game, you can bet there's going to be a special buzz inside of that stadium there in Nebraska. I mean, they're going to be fired up and ready for Ohio State. It's going to be loud. I expect Nebraska to beat Ohio State. I do.
I'm going to take Nebraska, too. I think they're a good football team. They didn't look like it the other night because they ran into a better football team, but I think they are still a talented ball club. I like Bo Pelini. I like what he's done with that program there, and I think Nebraska is going to only get better over time, especially as it enters this new conference at home against Ohio State. Ohio State's just in complete disarray right now. I don't see them winning this one. They almost had their first shutout at home in years and years and years, but they scored a garbage touchdown with about 16 seconds remaining on the clock Saturday against Michigan State. So, I don't like what I'm seeing from Ohio State. I am going with Nebraska also. How about we talked about Auburn and their big win last week. They face another road challenge this week. Every week's tough out in the SEC. They're going on the road to play Arkansas. This one will be played on ESPN at 6 o'clock Central. The Tigers get two in a row on the road?
No. I'm not going to pick Auburn to win this ball game. There are matchup problems here with Arkansas's deep receiving core. Auburn is an improved team defensively, but they're still pretty behind in just about every category. Let's not forget that, and you can't forget about Arkansas's offensive weapons. I mean, Tyler Wilson's doing a fine job for them at quarterback. Auburn traditionally does not play very well against Arkansas at all, especially at Arkansas. When Auburn travels to Fayetteville or Little Rock, wherever they play in that state, they tend to forget how to play football. I'm not saying that they do this road trip. I think they hang in there, but there's matchup problems all over the place. I'll take Arkansas this game.
Yeah, I'm going to take Arkansas as well. Not confidently, because I've picked against Auburn several times this year, and it hasn't worked out for me so well so far. I didn't pick against them against Clemson, and they lost that one, but I did pick against them in the Mississippi State game and the South Carolina game, and they won both of those games. So, Auburn fans, this might be a good thing. I'm picking Arkansas to win this game, and for all the reasons you just mentioned. On the road, and Arkansas still has some effective players on offense who can make plays when they need to. I thought that game against Texas A&M, I thought Arkansas was just dead in the water in the first half. They couldn't do anything, and they came back. It was a sleeping giant. They came back and just destroyed Texas A&M in the second half, throwing it all over them. So, yeah, I think Arkansas is explosive. If they play like we've seen them play, they'll win that game. But cautiously picking against Auburn. How about Oklahoma and Texas? You haven't heard a whole lot about the Red River rivalry this time around, but it is a big game in the Big 12. Both teams are undefeated, and it obviously will have a lot of impact on the championship out there. This one's going to be at 11 o'clock Central on ABC. Number 3, Oklahoma against number 11, Texas. Who do you like?
Well, I'll take Oklahoma in this one. I think by virtue of it being a rivalry game and both teams are undefeated, it's Oklahoma, Texas, so I'm not going to pick a blowout here, but I like Oklahoma to win the game. I think they should still obviously be in the discussion as one of the better teams in all of college football, and they're going to take that reputation in this game with them and prove it.
Yeah, you know, I went back and forth on this one. I really wanted to pick Texas, and I may regret this next week when we reconvene for this broadcast, but I wanted to take Texas because I think Texas, I don't think they're the level they were when they won the championship and when they were competing for championships year in and year out, but I think they're very good, and they're much better than they were last year. They're obviously undefeated, and so I want to take them so badly, but I just can't pick against this Oklahoma team yet. I like what I'm seeing. The only flaw I see in Oklahoma and Texas, this is the reason Texas could potentially win this game. Landry Jones has not impressed me so far this year as the kind of quarterback he was billed to be in the offseason. I think he's thrown several interceptions that have been costly. So if he gets rattled early and Texas can put some pressure on him and cause him to make mistakes, I think there's a chance Texas A&M can hang around this Texas can hang around in this thing to the end and could possibly pull off the upset. But I am just going to have to go with the Sooners simply because I just can't pick against them. Let's our final game of the weekend to pick is the game played in Baton Rouge. A lot of people think there will not be much to this one, as Driscoll will be starting at quarterback for the Gators and not John Brantley this week. He got a half of Alabama's defense last week. Now he gets two halves of LSU's defense in Baton Rouge. Wow. Does LSU roll over Florida, or does Florida give him a contest?
I think LSU wins the ball game pretty handily. I don't know much about this Jeff Driscoll kid. I'm not expecting just an absolute blowout, but I'm expecting LSU to be LSU, and from what I've seen this year, defensively, they're pretty nasty. I mean, they really are. I'm so high on Tyrann Mathieu. I think it would be so neat if he were, you know, one of the only defensive players in the country to make that Heisman trip to New York. He's that good. He's done it all, and there are more players other than him on that LSU defensive unit that make it happen. But with a young quarterback like Jeff Driscoll stepping into to Baton Rouge, I'm not going to pick Florida to win this game. Not at all. Even with Dips and Rainey, I think LSU can contain these guys.
I'm not picking Florida either. I think LSU will. win the game. They are the better team, and I think, Driscoll going into a hostile environment, don't see much happening for him. I think they will hand it off quite a bit or play the short passing game with Rainey and Demps, because that's all they could do. They don't. Charlie Weiss, I'm sure, does not want to expose his quarterback to long passes going up against this LSU very talented secondary. So, I'm going to take LSU. I think it'll be closer than a lot of people think, and probably a lower scoring game, but I'm going to take LSU somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 to 13 or so. This game is at 2:30 Central on CBS. Robert, another great broadcast, another great weekend of football upcoming. Thanks for being with us, as always.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. It's always good, and we'll see you next week.
Absolutely. For the Bun Sports Show, I'm Jacob Bun. He is Robert McElroy, and we will be back next Wednesday to talk about what happens this coming up weekend and to preview Week 7. We'll be back tomorrow. Thank you very much.